911, what's the emergency, please?
I think I know where the alligator in Lake Machado came from.
Anthony, he originally had the gator. And his neighbor says, this gator was in the backyard and now it's missing. So they went to his house and he had all kinds of pictures of it and da da da. He started singing. He gave him all the info. He told him, he goes, all right, this guy used to be a cop. He's a retired cop. He's got four of them in his backyard right now. And then I was sleeping at 3 a.m. and a helicopter comes over my house and bright lights.
Don Nito, come out of the house.
I come out, they handcuff me. I really didn't, I had no clue what was going on. They took my gators, they took my snapping turtle, they took everything. It was really kind of upsetting to me because, they killed stuff right on the spot. I had one of those snapping turtles for over 20 years. Stinky.
Breaking news, after 2 years, the elusive Reggie the Alligator is captured.
Reggie's two-year term as the reigning reptile here at the lake ended when they captured him.
We were arrested in 2005. They didn't catch him until, I think, 2007.
He was captured by a group of L.A. firefighters, a park ranger, and an L.A. Zoo employee.
First thing we tried to do is get the jaws closed and secured.
I fed him a chicken leg. This is the t-shirt that I wrapped his face with.
He was thrashing back and forth, and he was hissing. We put duct tape around his snout, and we put a wet t-shirt on his eyes.
All we needed were some firefighters, some park rangers, leather gloves, duct tape, and a little muscle.
The hoopla started again.
A motorcade quickly took him off to the L.A. Zoo.
Hey, welcome to the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Gardens.
Reggie's in the Los Angeles Zoo, right as you walk in the entrance.
Councilmember Janice Hahn did tell us that Reggie is in a pretty good mood.
After a 90-day quarantine, Reggie will be on public display.
Janice Hahn had a thing with that, because at first she was saying, oh, how could somebody release an alligator? Oh, that's horrible.
For me, it was the issue of public safety.
And then.
Today is a great day. We've worked too hard. We love this guy.
Reggie, we love him.
He knows us. We want him in the LA Zoo.
And they put a female with him now. He got buried. I'm sure he's living a good life now.
It's a great ending to a great story. Reggie the Alligator will live in infamy here at the LA Zoo.
Well, I go there still to stock my pond, and I see these tracks going through the tule. These reeds that grow up, and they're like about 8 feet tall. You can't get through them. There's something walking through the tule. The gator can get through them, and the raccoons don't go. They may be walking on them for a ways, but they don't go out in the deep water. There's still tracks back there. They stay out of sight. Gators are smart. They disappear. So there may be a big one back there. I see the tracks still to this day.